Charles M. Schulz will be forever known as the cartoonist who for 5 decades brought the Peanuts to life in newspapers around the world. But he also loved to play hockey. Schulz's love for the sport was occasionally expressed in scenes depicting Snoopy and Woodstock playing hockey in a frozen birdbath. But 40 years ago, he took that love even further by establishing a hockey tournament played each year at an ice rink just north of San Francisco. From Santa Rosa, California, KQED's Dan Brecky reports.
Put it over. Got one. Behind you!
Meet Gary Powdrill, 69 years old, from Greenfield, Indiana.
Carry it!
Less than a year ago, he was having a quintuple bypass, open heart surgery. Right now, Powdrill is focused on a tight game between his Central Massachusetts Rusty Blades squad and the hometown Woodstock Flyers. And things aren't going so well.
Oh, why get rid of it when there's nobody there? Oh, no.
The Rusty Blades are one of 68 teams playing in Snoopy's Senior World Hockey Tournament. It's an event created by Peanuts cartoonist Charles Schulz, Sparky Schulz, to his family and hockey buddies at the beautifully eccentric arena he and his first wife built. The tournament is for players from age 40 up, with divisions set aside for 50, 60, and 70-year-olds. Steve Lang is one of the 1,000 or so players who has suited up this year. He's skating for the Woodstock Flyers. The name refers to Charles Schulz's little yellow bird character.
Unfortunately, we don't fly like the bird.
The Flyers and Rusty Blades are fighting for third place in a division for players 60 and older.
We're playing in 60, but we got ages from 76 down to about 62, so I'm 75. You know, we think like rabbits, but skate like turtles.
This isn't the NHL. The rules don't allow checking or slap shots, and penalty minutes count against you in the standings. But this is hockey, and the play, focused on position and passing, is still demanding.
How's it going?
Huh?
How's it going?
You can tell. I'm starting to sound like a steam engine now. Puff, 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 and it isn't from steam. It's from lack of steam.
When's your last goal?
Oh, God. I don't know. No, I haven't scored in the tournament yet.
New Yorker Bob Santini is 82 and playing on an age 60 and up squad for the New York Apple Corps team. He's played in the Snoopy's tournament since Sparky Schulz first brought it to Santa Rosa in 1975.
Well, I try to do the best I can, but the most important thing about a tournament like this is the camaraderie. I've been coming here for almost 40 years and seeing the same people that come here and meet old friends that I see like once a year. And the camaraderie is probably the most important thing.
Jean Schulz, Sparky's widow, says that's just the way her husband wanted it.
He just wanted people to have a good time and really enjoyed it.
She says everything about the tournament is set up to encourage that. A leisurely game schedule, leaving lots of time to socialize or visit the nearby wine country. Jean Schulz says her husband wanted to give something to his fellow hockey fanatics.
He said all these people who came, most of them have contributed to hockey in their communities. They've been coaches, they've been referees, they've supported the junior hockey club. You know, this is their reward. This is their summer camp for old hockey players.
She says the arena was also her husband's gift to anyone who loves skating. At the insistence of his first wife, Joyce, the facility was designed with a Swiss village motif with meticulously executed murals of alpine countryside.
Sparky was always proud that this was not just a sheet of ice in a warehouse, but a beautiful setting to skate also.
Local hockey players still remember Schulz as a competitor and friend. Phil LeBrun is one of those who still comes to Snoopy's home ice each year to mark the cartoonist's passing.
We get out in the center of the ice and do a quick memorial service for him and thank him for all the things that he's done.
LeBrun is captain of a Schulz-sponsored team called the Great Pumpkins, and what he remembers is someone who enjoyed giving.
I didn't have a team to play on, so he said, put one together. So that's pretty generous. You know, he built this ice rink for people to have fun. He did the tournament for everybody. There's not a tournament like this in the world. There's a lot of hockey tournaments, but there's not a hockey tournament like this where the goal is to have fun. It's about making friends and seeing those same friends year after year.
LeBrun says that's what will keep him coming back to Snoopy's senior tournament. And Rich Haskell, from near Austin, Texas, hopes to return to. He started playing hockey at age 12, 65 years ago, and had a couple goals this year for the Rusty Blades age 70 team.
I don't know. I just love the sport. It's just as long as I can, I'm going to. You know, one day they'll carry me off the ice, and that'll be fine.
For Only a Game, I'm Dan Brecky in Santa Rosa, California.